We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, all right. Is he going to join us? Will he join us? Ryan from Webster, hello?
Is that where I'm from?
Yeah, he's here!
We look at really that. Don't actually know, so it's fine.
What's going on, man? I hope you understand that the 1 week where we didn't at some point question if you were going to be on the show was the 1 week, of course, in which case that you didn't show up. So we have to always... I think it's just like it was a jinx, I think is what happened, to be honest with you. So just moving forward, we're just... gonna always throw in that caveat, so don't take it personally.
Yeah, always question.
No, don't at all. Don't at all.
Always question it. Always question it. Honestly, like
you love to keep us on our toes, yeah. Don't you, Ryan?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a little extra excitement,
right? I can't make it like too simple, right? Because then it's like no one.
So we've got a lot to get updated on here. I think we should start where we left off last week, though.
Remember last week when we just talked about random things and didn't get any update, talked about?
One of the things that did transpire from last week was that because of Ryan's new project, Jack-a-Trades on Instagram and TikTok, right?
Yes, and we just dropped our first YouTube video yesterday. We're pretty pumped about it.
Okay, again, we have if you're just hearing Ryan on the show for the first time, you're probably like, "Who's this guy?" Well, give me about 45 minutes to break down the backstory. No, the quick backstory is Ryan was a listener of the show that called in. Breezy realized that he's got abs of steel and then became infatuated with him. And then he came on the show and got a leading role for a movie, for an independent film in L.A. This all sounds crazy when I say it like that. Yeah. And then we got updates from you about that. And now you're back and you now have... your focus is this new social media campaign where basically, to sum it up, you guys are just opening yourselves up to literally anything and everything.
Yes, that's like, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what it is. And we're traveling all over. I mean, it's partly like inspired by Yes Theory, inspired by Buried Life. If like anyone who's listening has ever seen that YouTube channel or that MTV
basically what it is like these just crazy guys go up to anyone and they're like, "Hey, you want to go skydiving today?" And like the point is they're just supposed to say yes.
Just say
like,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Okay, sure. On a whim.
Yeah, I mean exactly. I mean, so yeah, we had that practice run, and that's what we were talking about. So we went down to North Carolina, that was our practice run, basically to figure out like what in the van like do we have to fix before we really go on the trip. Yeah.
Cuz you are driving in it's a 1970s van, right?
Yeah, 1976. It's vintage. It's old. I mean, it's like, and nothing is like replaced really. Like it's all like OG. Like everything is like basically original.
It does look sick, by the way. Again, do the Instagram and the TikTok for people if they want to follow. You can see what this van looks like.
Yeah, it's at Jack_a_trades.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, you guys did the trial run. So as Breezy, for some strange reason, keeps saying you're getting ready to quote set sail. Here for the actual trip itself. So that is happening here shortly, correct?
Yeah, that's happening. I think so. We were planning on leaving Thursday, I've been texting with Breeze because we're gonna collab because I gotta learn how to drive stick.
Yeah, let's get into that real quick.
So good,
Breeze. You're gonna be a driving instructor.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously this week has been psychotic with my birthday, with the wedding coming up, the whole nine, and I was like kind of pinched against the clock here because Ryan was originally supposed to leave yesterday. And I was like, well, we got to figure this out, blah, blah, blah. So Ryan revealed that there's a couple more things that need to be done in the van, and he actually has to learn how to drive stick. So I think next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to go over to Ryan's and I'm going to teach him how to drive stick in this massive van that I probably don't even know how to drive. So
perfect.
Things are going to go really well.
Yeah, great.
I might blow the clutch out before they leave. It might be intentional so he doesn't have to leave, but like, it's fine. It's fine. It'll be great.
Ryan, are you nervous to learn this from Breezy?
Honestly, like, most people have been commenting and they're like, dude, just learn how to drive stick real quick. It'll take like 2 seconds. And I'm just like, okay. I mean, if it's that easy, like, everyone's acting like it's very easy to drive stick.
Well,
it's not easy, but it's not hard. Like, once you get it, you get it. You know what I mean? And I feel like, and a lot of people said this to me when I first learned how to drive stick, like, once you get it, it almost is like fun. Like, it's kind of a game.
Because you're like, I'm a race car driver, right?
Yeah, okay. It's we'll figure it out, though. But Ryan, is it a 5-speed or a 6-speed? Do you know that or no?
It's a 4-speed.
Four-speed. All right.
Yeah, you know, this baby tops out at like 58 miles an hour. It's good time.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, you guys are talking a different language right now. I don't know how to drive stick.
Oh, I'll teach you too.
Here's what I'm nervous about. Breeze,
you need to know if you like find yourself in a situation.
Breeze, would you like to reveal to Ryan what you were voted in high school?
Well, I don't know if we have to.
I think it's pertinent to the conversation.
Since you're blowing up my spot.
Well, I mean, I think it's pertinent to the conversation.
My senior superlative basically, allegedly.
I don't know. This is actually accurate.
Was worst driver.
Oh my God.
But
now are you nervous?
We've come a long way.
Yeah, listen,
was over a decade ago.
Ryan, here's the great news. She's only totaled a car. It's been 8 months since the last time.
I only totaled two cars. Ryan's like, one wasn't my fault though because a deer jumped out in front of me.
What was I supposed to do? I gotta go, guys.
You're like in the Benchwarmers movie where you're like, yeah, my driving career, I have like 6 mailboxes.
Basically. Yeah. So, all right. So this is happening at some point next week is the goal.
But what I'm saying is absolutely nothing is going to go wrong.
What you're saying is you're going to drive the van into a produce market on the side of the road, most likely.
Oh, my God.
Everything's going to be fine. I would just tell your buddy Chris, who's, you know, invested his entire life savings to just maybe not be around.
Maybe,
like, that's all I'm asking.
Maybe just get a lot of bubble wrap and just wrap the van before you guys go on this adventure to learn how to drive.
Stop. You're freaking Ryan out. Stop.
Maybe.
I can't lie. I'm scared.
He's going to text me after and be like, hey, Kleb's off.
Well, no, because the whole gist of this is you have to say yes. So now you've gone too far. You're stuck.
True. That's true.
Speaking of which, before I let you go for this week, let's get an update from on a whim. This time last week, you said, I'm going to do the impression. Yeah, I think I'm going to do a marathon. Said just like that.
That's true.
And you followed through. How did that experience go?
So I'll say this. I kind of followed through. I really tried. Yeah. And, you know, this is no training on a marathon. And, you know, it was also like I decided to do it on a Friday or Saturday night for no reason. Like, I have no idea why, you know, that's the day I did it on. But I'll say this. I'll plug exactly like the series that we're doing because we've had more comments coming in on our TikTok. So basically, this works like we're calling them trade videos, and so it's where people are commenting, and it's any sort of trade or any activity or any challenge, dare, whatever you want to call it, and basically like the most liked comment is something that we're going to do.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we have to find a way to do it. And so I was like, okay, how do we start big for this challenge? And I was like, okay, let's just randomly run a marathon. Everyone loves
zero training for the marathon. Zero Obviously, thing. You work out a ton, still, I don't have any context for this because I get winded going upstairs. But I would assume that if you're going to run a marathon, you should probably, I don't know, train doing long distance running. Mm-hmm. What's the furthest that you've ran before this?
Yeah, the first I've run before. Yeah, 8 miles. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
How many miles in a marathon again?
26.2.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, not a math guy, but it seems like a big difference there.
Would take 4 hours if you were average.
Right.
So, how long did it take for the half marathon?
Oof. I think I ran. I don't know the exact time, because what happened is, like, I did it on the treadmill because the weather was crap that day. I remember telling you guys, like, I'm going to run this today.
Yeah.
And the weather was terrible, so I ended up doing it on my treadmill, which is, like, I don't even know if it's cheating or harder.
I think it makes it harder, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it does make it harder.
I agree.
Just from a mental standpoint.
Because you're there for, you're in the same spot, and you're running and not actually going anywhere.
Right?
I don't even know. And also, you were live on TikTok, weren't you? Like, I tried to pop into your live a little bit.
Yes, I was live the entire time, like the whole time I was running.
Mm-hmm.
And then we accumulated a huge number of people.
Nice. That's awesome.
He called me after and was like, yeah, well, we did it, kind of. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there is a recap video.
He called me at like 9. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in bed. He's like, oh, I just finished up the half marathon. I'm like, love that for you.
Casual. There is a recap video of that one again. Ryan, one more time, give us the handle there.
Yeah, it's at Jack_Trade.
Okay,
Jack
all right. Trade. So for next week when we talk with Ryan, we got to get an update. Well, you'll probably be from the hospital after Breezy crashes the van into something. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah, we're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. I think you'll be, honestly, I like that Corey's setting me up for this because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
There we go.
Also, haven't driven stick in over like a decade. So we'll see how this goes.
Another detail.
Oh my gosh. You're going to put us in the, we're going to have to go to the mechanic. We're going to drop like a couple of G's.
It's great content.
It's fine.
Think of the content.
Listen, that van appears to be indestructible to me. So you're going to be fine.
It is. It's indestructible. It's Chris's baby, though. I'll tell you that, Breezy. Like, if he's going to be around, there's no way we can get him away from
him. All right, here's my suggestion. Large parking lot with nothing in it is probably the setting for this.
Is Chris a ginger?
He is. Mm-hmm. He is a curly-headed.
All right, we'll just get him and Corey together, send him to a ginger retreat and just for the day.
Sounds good. All right, Ryan, you have a great weekend. We'll check back with you again next Friday.
Sounds good. Next Friday, we're going to get into our dream list.
Ooh.
I want to tell you guys about some of the stuff that we have planned or we're going for.
So. All right. Fantastic.
Tease.
Look at that. We'll talk about it next week. See ya.
Awesome. Have a good one.
All right.